coming along. Thank you very much for coming. I'm a social worker in the Mansion House unit, which is part of the Victorian Infirmary in Glasgow, and I work across the South Hospitals team in Glasgow City Council. My focus in the research was the assessment at home care pathway. The assessment at home care pathway is a new hospital discharge process. It's for people over 65 with complex needs, and it looks at how do we go about completing their community care assessments in a timely fashion. I'll go into this in a minute. So in looking at my research question, it was the assessment of the home care pathway, the experiences of service users, carers and staff in South Glasgow during the early stages of its implementation. So it goes back to last year between June and July and January. So just to put it in the context, assessment at home is one of the 29 change fund projects that was developed by the Reshaping Care Strategy Group for Glasgow City. The assessment at home is a joint health and social care project that was implemented in June of last year in the hospitals based in, but rolled out to the north of the city shortly after that. The key areas for action is that no one should remain in hospital only for social care reasons. It was very much supporting the joint work and connecting between health and social care to shift the balance of care, where possible, from care home placements towards care at home. The target, as you know, in terms of national policy, is that community care assessment completion and discharge was, at the time I was working on my project, 6 weeks. Now the targets are for 4 weeks that community care assessments are completed by, and this will reduce further to 2 weeks in April of 2015. I've just noted some of the references that we're working with and the policy and local policy issues. So the assessment at home care pathway, as you would guess, and as we've linked up with our colleagues, is very much service user focused and carer focused. And this is just a little reminder of the importance of embracing all the different stakeholders in the work of how we proceed with the whole process. The working party who put together the assessment home care pathway were very much a jointly multidisciplinary team group who had a very clear focus on the stages which the whole assessment would proceed. And I haven't been able to go into all those here, but take it from me, there was a very clear and very focused way in which the stages of assessment would proceed, and the multidisciplinary nature and the very inclusive nature of how we process, which was very important because of the complex issues involved, the people that we're working with, their frailty, all sorts of aspects, and of course, in line with the change fund, it was all for people over 65. So the sample, the way ahead for me, was looking at, it was a small-scale exploration as experienced by a mix of stakeholders in the first 6 months of this pathway. My caseload was not exclusive to assessment at home, but was weighted towards people who were referred for assessment at home. So of those 11 qualified, so I used the experiences of those service users. Of the 11 service users that were referred, 7 had to exit the care pathway for reasons around the complexity of their circumstances. And in those cases, returning home was not possible, unfortunately. For instance, one person had to go to a continuing care bed. 3 people went to residential home, and the others went to nursing home placements. My focus was very much on the 4 who proceeded along the assessment pathway. Back home, I was able to interview 3. I interviewed carers related to them, and then the looking at the experiences of staff, I was able to interview 10 staff. It was a semi-structured approach, interview approach. The staff were interviewed at the early stages, October and November, and they represented different grades and different disciplines. So I was able to work with 4 people from social work and 6 people from healthcare who straddled the hospital and the community basis. My findings were, obviously it was an early stage of the whole process. People reflected different levels of knowledge of the assessment at home process. Some felt quite comfortable and promoted the assessment at home within their multidisciplinary teams in hospital wards. But they did find that they were working with other staff who were still so new into the process that it was still a huge learning curve for them. Some practitioners very much felt that they would have welcomed a bit more consultation, that they could have maybe been able to contribute to the process and identified factors that would have maybe been assisted, would have assisted in carrying out the whole exercise. There was also, I found, staff who felt there were uncertainties and lack of clarity with the existing discharge processes where ward staff organise care packages. So again, it highlighted that more knowledge and information would be useful to help people identify who would be a useful referral to the assessment at home process. Assessment at home, there was a lack of clarity about what that actually meant. The title was not one that everyone kind of instantly understood, and again it has been put forward that that's something to perhaps highlight for thinking further on, because assessment at home really begins in hospital. It's a process where in the first 2 weeks there's an intensive data collection, gathering of information that leads to discharge case discussion. And at that pre-discharge case discussion, the multidisciplinary team and the family and the service user and the carer will sit down together and look at the way ahead and how best to meet the person's needs. So that flagged up that problem. Another point in the interviews with a staff was there was, as you predict, different levels of awareness about what was available in the community to support people. There were different perspectives about perhaps what was right for a person amongst different disciplines. And some people felt it was very difficult when preconceived notions were put into the minds of carers and service users way back before a community care assessment was being undertaken. So again, it highlighted that that is a factor that has to be thought about. And to skip a couple of lines, it was really where staff thought that joint training and briefings would be very, very valuable to kind of tie in the overall aims and objectives of the pathway. As hinted at in my findings for the service users I worked with, assessment at home doesn't fit all individuals, that's an area for consideration, but certainly a lot of developments have taken place since I've been doing my research, so additional resources have come to the fore, and there's some very interesting work being done. The detailed discussion and planning with the person, the carer, the community staff at pre- and post-discharge phase was what came out by many people as a key and very positive finding. The carers told me in 2-3 cases how absolutely different it felt for that experience of a discharge planning exercise compared to previous experiences. So that's been a very positive development, and again, it embraces the multidisciplinary approach to safe discharge, multidisciplinary approach to identifying issues for what's best for a service user, what's safest for the service user, and involves them in knowing exactly what plans are being made. And very much what came over was the community services, the primary care district nurse perhaps, or the service providers, the healthcare providers who worked in the rehab teams, the real value of being involved at that pre-discharge case discussion was certainly accentuated. Of course, being time intensive, meetings are things that we all have to incorporate into our working day. Some staff, especially in the busy ones, did find that attending meetings for the assessment home process and pathway were quite onerous, and that was something that was flagged up. So finally, in terms of the findings in relation to service users and carers, the value of discussions and the focused detail that goes into pre-discharge case discussions was very much appreciated. What came out though was that some service user carers did find the number of people at these meetings could be overwhelming. And again, this is something that can be put forward and has actually been recognised already. So there we go. The process of assessment home is really crucial in our work with our service users in hospitals. We're working hard at developing it. We're changing. A lot of changes have taken place. A lot of new resources are being looked at and reviewed all the time. And in fact, in terms of validity, of course, having had a sample which dates back to the end of last year, and now we're well into this year, is the fact that I think some lessons are useful to share. I think that generalizable, perhaps not, because it was a very small sample, it was not a random sample, and there was no control. But what we are doing now is there's a whole new evaluation process being undertaken by managers, and it'll be interesting to see how some of the points that I've identified through this might be useful in their work. So thank you, and please ask any questions later on. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.